Track 2. Now turn to part 2. You will hear a writer talking about a book she has written on the subject of aspirin. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
We are all familiar with aspirin, that common household remedy which provides relief from pain. But few people are aware of just how fascinating the subject of aspirin actually is. The key ingredient of this wonderful drug is found in several plants, and 5,000 years ago, physicians in ancient Egypt were using an extract from the bark of the willow as a cure for a variety of complaints. But it was to be many centuries before the scientific basis of this medication was understood. Then, in the 18th century, an Englishman, Edward Stone, accidentally rediscovered the medicinal properties of willow tree extract, although he mistakenly attributed its efficacy to its bitter taste and its supposed resemblance to another drug, quinine. Later on, in 1829, a pharmacist isolated the active ingredient, salicylic acid. Unfortunately, the chemical has several undesirable side effects, the most serious of which is that it can upset the stomach. However, at the end of the 19th century, a chemist working for Friedrich Bayer, a German company, found a way of combining salicylic acid with an acetyl group. A few years later, Bayer marketed the first aspirins, and for the next 70 years, it was regarded as a miraculous painkiller. Curiously, during all that time, hardly any research was done into the way aspirin works. Then, in 1971, groundbreaking findings were published that showed how aspirin slows down swelling and the coagulation of the blood. This means it also dramatically reduces the risk of heart disease. As you can imagine, this was exciting news. Further research showed that a third of all people at risk from a heart attack will not have one if they take aspirin regularly. Although that sounds too good to be true, most doctors now accept that aspirin really does possess these miraculous qualities. More controversially, some scientists believe that nearly everyone over the age of 50 would benefit from taking aspirin regularly as a preventative measure. Now it seems that the active ingredients of aspirin can also be found in many organically grown vegetables, and regular consumption of such foods might be an alternative to an aspirin a day.
Now you will hear part two again.
We are all familiar with aspirin, that common household remedy which provides relief from pain. But few people are aware of just how fascinating the subject of aspirin actually is. The key ingredient of this wonderful drug is found in several plants, and 5,000 years ago, physicians in ancient Egypt were using an extract from the bark of the willow as a cure for a variety of complaints. But it was to be many centuries before the scientific basis of this medication was understood. Then, in the 18th century, an Englishman, Edward Stone, accidentally rediscovered the medicinal properties of willow tree extract, although he mistakenly attributed its efficacy to its bitter taste and its supposed resemblance to another drug, quinine. Later on, in 1829, A pharmacist isolated the active ingredient, salicylic acid. Unfortunately, the chemical has several undesirable side effects, the most serious of which is that it can upset the stomach. However, at the end of the 19th century, a chemist working for Friedrich Bayer, a German company, found a way of combining salicylic acid with an acetyl group. A few years later, Bayer marketed the first aspirins, and for the next 70 years, it was regarded as a miraculous painkiller. Curiously, during all that time, hardly any research was done into the way aspirin works. Then, in 1971, groundbreaking findings were published that showed how aspirin slows down swelling and the coagulation of the blood. This means it also dramatically reduces the risk of heart disease. As you can imagine, this was exciting news. Further research showed that a third of all people at risk from a heart attack will not have one if they take aspirin regularly. Although that sounds too good to be true, most doctors now accept that aspirin really does possess these miraculous qualities. More controversially, some scientists believe that nearly everyone over the age of 50 would benefit from taking aspirin regularly as a preventative measure. Now it seems that the active ingredients of aspirin can also be found in many organically grown vegetables, and regular consumption of such foods might be an alternative to an aspirin a day.
That's the end of part 2.